Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You probably don't know about the legal quandary of former Oldsmobile employee Frank Black, because the regular media hasn't told you. That leaves it to me to enlighten you. After serving in the Navy in the 1960s, Frank moved to Michigan to work for Oldsmobile to pay for his college education. While in college, Frank's interest in finance was ignited by a visiting Merrill Lynch broker. From 1971, Frank worked for Merrill Lynch and other national firms for 26 years. He then founded his own securities brokerage firm, Southeast Investments, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Frank overdid compliance with the regulations of the Securities and Exchange Commission and Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. He talked with every person who walked in the door, examined every fax that was received, and personally opened all of the firm's mail. He even complied with FINRA's branch office inspection rules, personally inspecting the work environments of every employee and contractor, including some who lived out of state. After being in business for 15 years, FINRA charged Black with fraud, claiming he had insufficient receipts to document his travel to perform the required inspections. An in-house FINRA tribunal fined Black $243,000 and imposed a lifetime ban on working in the industry. This was a corporate death penalty. Black appealed the judgment to another FINRA panel and lost. But there was a problem with this process. FINRA is not part of the government. It is a private nonprofit. That means it does not have the authority under the U.S. Constitution to enforce rules as if they have the effect of federal law. Black then appealed to the Securities and Exchange Commission, which waited 5 years to consider his case. It overturned his lifetime industry ban, but sent the case back to FINRA for reconsideration of the fine. Now, 12 years after the original fines were assessed, Black still has never been able to have his day in court before a jury of his peers. But he is still fighting for his rights and the rights of all of us. He is now represented by the Pacific Legal Foundation at no charge. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.